stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, January 6th. I'm back in the studio with Brigetta.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I guess I'm liking you a lot because I keep inviting you back, huh?
Thanks.
I guess that's the way it works.
I guess so.
Yeah, so, well, I'm sorry about yesterday. We skipped the day because I was sick. And actually, it was like the tail end of it. I've been sick the whole week. And when I listened to the archives, you know, it just sounded like I'm too sick. I thought, I don't think people want to listen to this.
Aww. But you're feeling better, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you very much.
Good.
And it feels like summer outside.
Yeah, it does.
Right? I mean, I think the winter is over for us.
I think so. It's so weird here. I mean, I love living in LA because of the weather. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy because of, like, you think, you know, January, February, you think, well, I think of snow because I'm from the East Coast. You know, normally over there, we have blizzards every other week. It's
right.
crazy.
Yeah.
And here we are, basking out in the sun.
Yeah.
By the pool.
I know. It tends to rain in February here sometimes, so maybe we'll get some rain, you know? I mean, it's been really dry
this year.
So, but that's L.A. for you. We'll take the weather any day, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and you know what? We probably need some of that rain after all those fires that were put everywhere.
Yeah. 50-some fires, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And you know they arrested the guy, right?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? He was smiling.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't see him smile.
Oh, my God.
Really?
And they were arresting him. He was sitting there with a smirk on his face. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm 15 minutes of fame right here, right here. It was really creepy.
Yeah, well, he's going to be sitting behind bars for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I wonder what the charges are. I mean, like, I wonder what he... I'm sure it's, like, years and years, but I wonder...
Yeah, he caused, like, $3 million in damages, they say.
Wow.
And he was burning cars and shit. And apparently this guy's German.
And, really?
Yeah. And he was irritated that, I guess, his mother was arrested in Germany.
Oh, my God.
So apparently what happens is in Germany, it's burning cars is a way to, like, to protest the authorities, whatever, you know, when you're pissed.
Okay.
So, or when you want to make a statement
right.
or something. So I guess he did make a statement with 50 fires, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my, right?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. It's like to think, what if that were your car? Like, I don't,
right.
in a way, I'm like, oh, cool. I get a new car. Insurance, yes, you know? But in the same way, it's like to go through all of that, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. And I don't understand people sometimes and the shit that they do, but
yeah.
they do. And this guy's going to be behind bars for a long time,
yeah.
I hope, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is caused... Just imagine all the action of the fire department
I
and
know.
Police and all that, you
yeah.
know. But apparently they found his van and pulled him over or something.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I remember on Sunday, you know, I came home after the Ravens game that we won. Yeah. And it's like my friend went to drop another friend off, and the last fire was it was on her street.
Really?
And they closed her street down for about 4 hours. And all he did was he drove up, he dropped her off, and he went to turn around. Mm. And then the cops were all there and the police. I mean, literally, like, all the fire trucks. And it was literally 2 minutes that it took, and he wasn't allowed to leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And they wouldn't let him get his car. So he was stuck there for, you know, 4 hours. He just wound up walking down the street to a bar. But it's just, it was crazy. And that was the last fire, I guess, before they caught him, like a couple hours later or whatever. But wow.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about people starting fires, but I remember, do you remember the Rodney King thing? Or that was before you moved here?
That was before.
There were four cops that were, they were charged with beating up this guy, this black guy.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah. And I guess they were all acquitted, and people got really pissed off in Southeast LA. And
they were lighting fires?
Yeah. So, yeah, they were lighting fires in Hollywood and shit.
No way.
People, yeah.
I remember that.
That was like in 91, 92, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that was crazy. So I don't know what it is about fires in Hollywood, but I guess people try to make statements there.
I guess because they figure, oh, if they burn something in Hollywood, they'll wind up on, like, on the air somewhere. Yeah. Like, I'll get
famous, right?
I'll get my fame for a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe that's where all the weirdos are.
Or maybe they're trying to be like Beavis and Butthead. Remember, they're like, fire. I used to watch that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I heard it's coming back to TV. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's back on, apparently. I haven't seen the new ones, but my roommates have, and they said it was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't the show, though, used to be to discuss the songs and stuff that they would play on MTV? But now they don't play songs, so what are they going to talk about?
I have no... Fire. I have no idea. Yeah, I heard that it's the same graphics. They haven't changed them at all, so it's the exact same graphics from, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. What was it, 80s? 90s?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, it's so long ago, feels like. Wow.
Or even the 90s,
Maybe it was 90s. I don't know. I remember watching it, like, growing up, you know? And, and they're using the same thing now, so I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever watch... what's it called? Jackass?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
I'm sure you have, with all the adventures you like.
And, it's so, you know what's weird is the director of Project My World, that TV show that I have with all the adventures of jumping off things, he was one of the directors of Jackass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should have asked to be in it, huh?
I know. Well, this was before I knew that, but yeah.
That's a little too much, the stuff that they do, though, you know?
They're so crazy.
It's so out there.
Yeah, but I love it. It's funny. I remember, this is so stupid. I remember one time they had this thing where they chugged a gallon of milk, like a whole gallon of milk. And I guess your body can't physically take in that much milk all at once.
Oh, really?
So you projectile vomit. Mm. So I tried it.
Yeah? And what happened? Did you vomit?
It was horrible.
Really?
It was like, because what happens is you have to, like, drink it as fast as you can, and and your body, literally, it's like a spewing faucet that comes out. And so we did it. This just sounds so gross. But we did it at one of my guy friend's houses. This is, like, years ago. And kids, do not try this at home. and we did it in the backyard, and we were literally projectile vomiting. Like, it was like, bleh, like, it was nonstop. Like, you turn a faucet on, it was just, like, coming out. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it the same amount of milk for everybody, or does it vary?
I think it's for everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Your body physically can't take in that amount of milk.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So you
like vomit right away?
Maybe within like a couple seconds, and it just goes.
Wow.
it's crazy.
And I guess you had to try that.
Yeah, I had to try it because it just looked really cool, and I wanted to like see if I could. I was like, oh, this isn't true. They're not. This isn't. You know, they're doing something else. No, it's true. It really works.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
So how did you spend your day off yesterday from the show? Did you have any fun yesterday?
I did have some fun yesterday, actually. Yeah. You know, okay, guess who got their star on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday?
Who got their star? You?
Yeah, right? I wish. one day.
Yeah.
Do you remember Boys to Men? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Boys to Men.
Okay, so they, I try to say it like they say it, I can't. They got their star in Hollywood Boulevard.
Really?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
So
they're that big?
They're that big, yeah. Mm. I mean, they were like the shit when I was growing up. Like, that were my jams.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to them?
No.
I love them. But
I guess they played some music of theirs and you couldn't get away from it if you listened to the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember any of their songs, though.
They were, their songs are, don't ask me to sing because you would hurt your ears and you might projectile vomit. Just because of that, but they were the first group that was kind of like a boy band, but like not, and they were so known for their vibratos and everything. It's just, they're amazing. And so last night they had a private party for people in the industry, and they did a private concert for us. So I went to this event last night.
Oh, and you were invited.
I was invited.
Wow.
And I went. Hey. And I was sitting there second row, like right there. Like, just, it was great. And they had a little private concert, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the things they talked about, which I thought was really interesting, is nowadays all the music is, you know, it's on that, well, it's on that kind of mic when you sing into it that it changes your voice.
Like, yes, the auto-tune.
Auto-tune, that's it.
Right.
And they're talking about it, and they're like, we don't believe in it. And if we sound like shit on stage or we're off, you know that we're real. But they're, but it's like they were so incredible. I mean, they were off like in the very beginning. It's like you could tell, and then all of a sudden just clicked in, and you're like, this is so amazing.
Wow.
They're so amazing. Like, that's what, this is music. This is real music.
Yeah, and I guess it's nice when you know them and you like them to go see that. I mean, it wouldn't have spoken to me much, you know, if I weren't there. But yeah, I can imagine. So you had fun.
I had a lot of fun,
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it was good, and I took a date there.
I took a date.
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I have a question though. Okay, so when you go out with someone and you like them, you know, like for me, I'm like very in the moment, you know, just like whatever happens, happens kind of thing. And but then I start to think, like, if you put out on a first date, what are you thinking as like when a woman puts on the first? I mean, are you just thinking like whatever, it's in the moment, you know, like this is hot and whatever it is, or are you thinking? I mean, obviously you want it, but later on, I mean, are you thinking, whatever, I'm only going to go out with her again because I'm only using her for sex, or is it just like, oh, it was that, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that depends on the guy and how they view women, I think, you know? For me, it's like it never turned me off. In fact, it turned me on when a woman is open and feels comfortable and so forth, because I feel, if there's the attraction there, what's the point in playing games?
Right.
You know, just do it.
Right.
And if you go out there with the thought that you're going to marry everybody that you date, then you're not going to put out, and, you know, you're just going to play these games, and nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, I mean, you know, when you say put out, I mean, do you mean like full sex? Or?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, or what?
I mean, that's unusual, I think. But yeah, look, if you're not looking for a relationship, I don't see anything wrong with it, like a long-term relationship, you know. But they say that if you are looking for long-term relationships, you shouldn't do it.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm sort of like on the fence on that one, you know.
And that's what I'm wondering, because it's like, okay, normally I've never cared. And it's just like, I'm in the moment, and if it happens, it happens, and I'm whatever, you know. But the thing is I guess the last guy that I dated, and I dated him for a little bit, I mean, I've known him for a couple years. Right. And we went on our first date, and you know, we stayed over that night, and you know, it was great, it was amazing, and I kept being like, no, we can't do this, we have to wait. Oh wait, it's so good. But no. Oh wait, no. Yeah. So, and then we talked about it later on, and he was like, he's like, I didn't want that to happen. Not that you want it to happen. He's like, it moved too quick, too fast, kind of thing. And he's like, you know, and he brought it up later on.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like, wow, that really bothered you that we hooked up. I mean, it just happened.
Wow.
So it kind of made me start thinking, I never cared before. Maybe should I care now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's kind of,
Yeah. Well, be yourself, you know, do whatever makes sense to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just personally, I don't like playing games and stuff, you know, so it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, it's hard to say. I never felt less about a woman if we had sex on the first date.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, you know, sometimes it turns to a long-term relationship, you know, so it depends on the guy, I think, you know, and maybe you need to feel it out a little bit. But
at least buy me dinner first.
Yeah, exactly.
Kidding.
So what happens when you take a date out? I mean, you don't pay for it though, right? He still pays?
Well, you know, it's funny. That's another whole thing. It's like, I'm so used to, you know, it's nowadays. Like, I'm used to splitting it. I don't care. And in a way, it's like I've dated people from everywhere. I've dated people that are, you know, very known and very wealthy and set. And then I've dated people that, you know, aren't.
Right.
And that doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't matter. But I've been there, and it's like, I don't know, I've split things before. But I feel like a guy should pay on the first date. I mean, if you ask me out, then you should pay on a first date. Absolutely.
Right.
If I ask you out, which is very rare, but I mean, sometimes I do. I'm like, hey, let's go, you know. Then I'm like, okay, cool, we'll split it. You know, like, I don't care. Like, I'm cool like that. But
makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call real quick. We'll get back to that one. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, Sam. Hey, Bridgette. How you guys doing?
Good.
Who is this?
This is Jesse. Actually, I called in, I think it was Tuesday morning.
Yes, I can recognize your voice. I thought maybe it was you.
This is Jesse Mexi from Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what Brigetta knows me as.
Yeah.
I just called in to say, well, you know, and thanks to you, Sam, for having her on this week, because it's been, you know, really cool. She's been really fun and entertaining to,
yeah,
to listen to. I think she's done a really good job.
Thanks.
Being on there co-hosting with you.
Yeah.
And I've also, you know, learned a lot of stuff about her that I never knew, so that was really cool too.
There you
a lot
go.
Of wild, crazy stuff that I never knew about you, Brigitte.
That's what radio does, man.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
I just basically called in, yeah, just to say hi and just to say, you know, that it's been really cool that she's been on this week.
Yeah. Aww, well, she's staying, man, so she's here.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Good, yeah.
Aw,
thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was gonna say one thing. I was gonna say about my favorite episode when you were on the Project My World show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one episode where you guys were doing the boxing?
Oh,
do you remember that one?
Oh, yes.
And you, I don't remember that girl's name, the blonde girl.
Renee.
And you guys were in the ring and you guys were doing that boxing. And remember she punched you in the face or something?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You went off on her?
Wow. Oh, I went crazy. Yeah.
That was the best, man.
Oh, my God. I was so mad because I know we're boxing, but it's a TV show. And
right.
And what happened was, you guys didn't know this, but before, because they didn't air this. But beforehand, I had said to her, if we're boxing, do not hit me in the face. Do not hit me, because she's a professional wrestler.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, do not hit me in the face. And she's like, all right, cool, I won't. And we made this pact that it wouldn't happen. And I was, and what happened was, I jumped on her. Like,
uh-huh.
I was like riding her in the back. It was really funny. And so I was laughing, and I had my hands behind my back, like I was like laughing so hard. And she full on decked me in the face.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And but here's what I did. Instead of hitting her back with the gloves on, I took my gloves off and threw them at her.
Oh my God, that was classic, man. That was great. You were like a ball of fire, man.
Dude.
And I remember, I don't know, it was one of those guys that was in the ring with you that they were like all holding you back, and you were like.
I hit the camera people. You saw the camera like tilt. Like I went psycho. I lost it. My Italian.
I was
like
don't mess with Brigitte after I saw that. I was like,
I bet with that Italian temper, man.
Just don't hit me in the face, and we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
But that was with a glove, right?
It was. Well, she hit me with a glove.
Right.
But what happened was, I had broken my nose twice in my life before.
Wow.
So I have a fear of my nose breaking again.
Right.
It's just, it sucks, and it's actually one of the most painful things that you can.
I can imagine.
I've broken 33 bones. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so the nose was the most painful. And so I said to her, plus we had 3 more weeks of filming.
Mm.
So I said, don't hit me in the face, because we've got 3 more episodes, 4 more episodes to do, pretty much. And I'm like, if I get hit in the face, I'm going to have this huge purple like face for like 3 weeks. That's going to suck, you know?
Yeah.
Not to mention, And so, but she did it like on purpose, I felt, in a way. And I was really upset. In fact, I was so mad, I wouldn't ride in the cab with them on the way, but I made them get me a separate cab. I wouldn't speak to anyone.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was such a, I threw a huge jar of jelly at her, too, like a jar. It actually hit a hole in the wall.
I think she was a little jealous of you, to be honest, in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
How long ago was the show, Jesse?
Like what? 3 years ago, Brigitte? Like 2008,
ago?
I think.
Maybe it was 2008. Yeah.
So you've been watching her for a long time. Well, that's cool. So
I've been a fan of hers. Well, that was the first time I had ever seen her was when on that Project My World show, and ever since then I've been a fan of hers and always try to follow you know, little stuff that she does and TV shows or magazines or whatever stuff, because she's a hottie.
Yeah, definitely. And she's a lot of fun, too, you know?
Yeah, she has a great personality. She's really, like, fun and outgoing and upbeat. And so she's really cool.
I know. One listener wrote me, he says, the chick with the snake, she's a keeper. You know?
Oh. Yep. I agree. Yeah. I'll second that.
Thank you. Thank you. Aww.
All right, Jesse. Well, thank you so much for calling. You can count on listening to her every day during the week. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Thanks,
all right.
Jesse.
Well, I'll call in from time to time and say hello.
Please do.
Sounds
please
good.
Do.
Thanks,
if you have any questions, please call in.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Oh, bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. My nose just hurts now thinking about it. Like, I remember that. It was awful.
Yeah.
Have you broken bones before?
No, I never have.
Oh, you lucky duck.
So you broke so many of them. Well, it's because you're so active, you know?
It is.
With all these extreme sports and everything. Is there anything you haven't done? I mean, you probably did bungee jumping, right?
I did bungee.
That.
You know,
I mean, you jumped off fucking buildings.
I know. Exactly. Which I would do again, but I would never bungee again. Yeah. Ever.
No?
No.
Why is that?
It's like, okay, you know how you were feeling all sick this past week?
Yes.
Okay, it's like automatic sickness.
Really?
Because when we jumped off the bridge, the Kawaru Bridge, which is like one of the most famous bridges in the world.
Right.
I think bungee first started there, actually.
Right, in Sydney, yeah. Right?
No, this was in New Zealand.
Oh, that's New Zealand.
This was because we were in Australia and New Zealand.
Right.
And this was in Queensland, mm-hmm. or Queenstown in New Zealand. And so we jumped off the bridge, and it was three of us tied together, which was crazy. I was in the middle. And yeah, it was crazy. And once you bounce, it's mm-hmm. like the first time's cool.
Right.
But then it's like the second, the third, the fourth bounce for it to stop.
Right.
It's like everything in your throat, or if you're a slightest sick, uh-huh. it's all in your head now.
Wow.
So, hi, it's automatic sinus infection. You know, sign up right here. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Wow. Three people on the jump, on the bungee jumping though?
We were
wow.
tied together.
Right wow.
Now. It was. I was freaking out.
I'm sure.
I was like, and it was snowing too. It was like, uh-huh. it was snowing. And
really?
they dunked us in the water.
Uh-huh.
Below.
So really?
It was that cold. I know. It was crazy. Yeah.
Pictures
well, cool,
the shit that you've done. I bet we didn't even scratch the surface.
No, not even. Not even. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so what were we talking? Oh, so we were talking about the bones that you broke. No,
yeah.
That was before.
Was before.
Okay. I forget what we were talking about. Never mind.
Yeah. I forget. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So you had a so we were talking about who pays for dinner and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like
who pays
that,
for
right?
dinner? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So if you ask a guy out, then that doesn't happen often because you don't have to, right?
Right.
I mean, guys ask you out all the time.
They do, but you know, there's sometimes when like you. It's hard. I don't know. There's sometimes like you like a guy and they're cool as friends.
Right.
And I feel like too, maybe guys don't know how to break the friend zone or not
right.
that I want them to, because if we're really good friends, I don't want that. Like I don't mm-hmm. just, I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Cause it ends up ruining the friendship.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
it definitely can do that. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So I'm not down with that, but it's weird because all the guys I've dated or hooked up with, uh-huh. we're friends now.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I hook up with you first, then we uh-huh. can become friends.
Yeah.
If we're friends first, it's not going to happen.
No, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
I know. I don't think it works, you know, but
yeah.
It's also unusual for women and men to be friends, you know? I mean, I think there's always like something there, you know? Somebody always wants more, I think.
Somebody,
you know?
I think, someone always, you're right, maybe so. I don't know. I mean, majority of my friends are men. Believe it or not. I have maybe, you know, I've got girlfriends, but
right.
I just really.
And many of them you never went to bed with, right?
And many of them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, eventually somebody wants sex, you know.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. I think I hooked up with them first and then we're friends.
I see.
So
okay.
Now we're, yeah. And then there's a bunch of guys that I haven't hooked up with that are my friends, and I never would hook up with them.
Yeah.
You know, we're just stuck.
Well, that's pretty
friends.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow.
What about you?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had that many female friends.
No?
Well, I've always been in relationships, you know, and women don't appreciate when you have female friends. I don't know why that is, but.
I don't care.
You know, it's. Yeah. Because it's, you know, you don't see that often when it's just platonic like
mm-hmm.
that, you know, many
yeah.
people just don't accept that it can happen.
Right.
Where you just have a platonic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, a long time ago, I was friends with a woman
mm-hmm.
and she insisted that we go to bed together. I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going to bed and the friendship just collapsed.
Just really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't the same anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, so that's why I try to stay away from that.
Hold it
you
back.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject, I guess, in a way.
It is, you know.
Yeah. Literally, touchy subject.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, if you have a good friendship, you don't want to risk it
right.
by having sex and stuff. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people out there you can have sex with and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, so you have friends with benefits and things like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you recirculate them.
Recycle them,
recycle
right?
Recycle them, yeah. Yeah.
We have another phone call. Let's
okay.
see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Who's calling?
Excellent. Hey, my name's Sean. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, just outside of Detroit, and I have a question for Bridget.
Go ahead.
For Bridgetta.
Right.
Hey, Bridgetta, first of all, you're very beautiful, and how are you?
Aw, thank you. I'm good. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Very good. What I want to know, and it's really important because I'm trying to do it myself, how do you market yourself, Regetta? How do you get yourself out there and get people to really pay attention?
You know, that's a really hard, tricky question, I have to say. It's because I've been doing that, I feel like, for years. Like, you can hire a publicist and you can, but you know what? You know you better.
Right.
So I feel like you can market yourself better. I'd say Facebook, Twitter, I mean, all the social marketing apps, like, for sure. But I say if there's, I mean, it's easy for me because I live in L.A.
Right.
So I can just go to, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe, that would be the first step for you,
yeah,
is to move to L.A., you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening in Detroit.
Well, L.A., you have a lot more success being out west, eh?
Well, I mean, it's hard because I started going to events and, you know, for little things I've done, or I went as a guest of people,
right,
and I learned, like, how they marketed, and I just watched them. And then I also, honestly, like, I hate to say it, but I look at Paris Hilton. Look at what she did. She was known, I mean, she's the fan, you know, obviously, of who her family is, but what did she do? She was known for nothing. She started,
right,
walking carpets,
yeah,
just for nothing and getting known. I hate,
exactly,
to say it. But I was like, you know what? She's got balls.
Yeah.
She's got some balls.
Exactly. It's,
yeah,
kind of the thing with Kim Kardashian. I mean, they don't do anything in particular except kind of look pretty and,
yeah,
get people's attention.
Right.
But you do things. You act. I've seen you act.
Uh-oh.
I've seen you on your commercials and whatnot, and, you know, you have talent there. So it goes a little beyond that, in my opinion.
Thank,
yeah,
you. Thank you.
No, definitely you have to have the talent, but you have to have the looks, too, and it helps if you're a hot chick, you know?
Yeah.
So you're a guy. I don't know. It's not going to be easy for you.
I'm trying to write books, so nobody even has to look at me if they don't want to.
Oh, so you're writing books. That's cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like, also, when you get your books into your publisher, they should be able to market you as well. And when they market you, you know what you could do is you could call the local newspapers, the local radio stations, and start marketing yourself that way and talk about the book. That would be the smartest thing to do. Start there.
Yeah, definitely. With books, you want to call radio stations and try to get on. You don't have to call them, even email them. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
And
I know. You know what? I've had a couple of our local news people have expressed a little bit of an interest.
Good.
But, you know, it's not over the top.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. But, you know, if you don't have a publicist, you just do it yourself. And it really works. You know,
yeah,
it does work.
Get on Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I'm on Google, Facebook, everything. As a matter of fact, you friends with me today, Bertette. I appreciate that.
Oh, yay. Oh, you're Sean. I remember, like, going, like, accepting. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you answering my questions.
Absolutely.
And taking a little bit of time to talk to me.
No worries. Sure.
Thanks
absolutely
for calling, Sean.
Good luck
take
to you.
Care.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, people love you, man.
Aww.
You know, it's like, it's amazing. But I guess you've been out in the public for a long time, right?
I
it's
have.
Not like you just started.
Yeah, I have.
So people know you from different shows, different things that you've done.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
You know what's weird? Okay, so last night when we were on the carpet, and it's so weird. I'm getting ready to walk in, and then they're like, I guess I'm on TMZ today, apparently.
Oh, really?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know if it comes on today or tomorrow or whatever. But they're like,
oh, because you were on the red carpet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're there sometimes, but they were like, hey, Bridgetta, can we talk to you? I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were asking me questions because how I moved here, I worked for Val Kilmer.
Uh-huh, right.
I actually met Val Kilmer in North Carolina, and he actually helped move me here. So anyway, they knew that, which was weird, and they asked me some weird questions about it. And I'm like, I don't know. Should I even be saying anything? Oh, well, whatever. And I just said some things. But I guess that's going to air. It's probably going to air today because I told them how, like, what's the weirdest thing you had to do? And this is true. This is what we had to do. During an art show, do you know the movie Wonderland?
Mm-mm,
did you ever?
No.
Did you? Were you?
I know it's about movies, right?
Well, it's about the Wonderland murders.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about it. Sorry.
Oh, you don't remember the murder?
No.
Okay. Oh, my God. There were.
How long ago was
this?
This
was like in the 80s it happened. The movie was like a couple years ago, but
right.
In the 80s, the drug lord, I forget his name, there was it's a huge drug scene here, like 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And John Holmes, who, you know, the porn star.
Okay, so it was with
John Holmes.
Portraying John Holmes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So it was about all the murders and, like, they were bludgeoned to death over drugs and whatnot. And it was a crazy, horrible, horrible story that everyone died. And it was a big film of people were in it, and Val played John Holmes. So we had an art show, and we were trying to make some money for the film and make some money for some charity. And so the weirdest thing that we had to do is he wanted He wanted, we couldn't put, we wanted blood on the photos because we took photos that were actually from the film and from the crime scene and put them in, into like a collage.
Right.
And we wanted to put like red paint over it, but then Val was like, no, let's use real blood.
Really?
Yeah. So we cut our hands and we squeezed blood all over the paintings.
God, you guys are crazy.
Yeah. And I was like caught in the moment last night that it was weird that they like knew stuff. And so I was like, yeah, we sliced our wrists. I mean, we fake sliced our wrists. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. And they're like, did you slice your wrist? And I'm like, that's not what I meant. I meant like a cut. Like, yeah. So it was just, I have no idea what's, what's going to air.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. It's not what I meant, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what angle they're going to take there, you
know?
Who
knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever.
They always try to be, you know, give you all the scoops and everything.
Yeah.
So.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Do you paint at all? Are you into art?
I like watching art. I don't paint. I used to draw a lot.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. But never got into painting. But yeah, go ahead. So
no, no. Okay.
What were you going to ask me about it?
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, what kind of things would you draw or...
Oh, naked women.
Okay, that's
no,
hot.
I'm kidding.
Is that what happens on your first date? No. Now it's all coming out.
Yeah. No, ever since I was a kid, I used to like drawing comic characters
oh,
and
no
stuff.
Way.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, you know, I would like really try to get it the right way and stuff. And it was really cool, you know.
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of things when I was younger. I don't do them anymore, you know.
Why? Why do you think you stopped?
I don't know. It's just sort of like your interest changes, you know. And, like, I mean, I played the guitar for my entire life, you know. And now I don't have any interest anymore, you know.
Aww.
So my son kind of picked it up, and he's, like, better than I've ever been. Yeah, I mean,
that's
he shreds,
cool.
you know.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. You got to get him, like, to come and play or something. Here.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Here's another phone call.
Okay.
Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey Sam, it's your friend Chris in Colorado. How you doing?
Oh, Chris Brown, how you doing? Say hi to Brigetta.
Better. We're in the 60s with snow in the mountains, but you know I'll take 60s with snow any day.
Yeah, 60s with snow is beautiful.
Yeah.
I know, right? You got a good host there. She's cracking me up all the damn time. But the snake thing, I got to know. Is the snake thing a euphemism for something?
I mean,
no, there's an actual python there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Is that an even bigger euphemism for something?
Funny guy.
Yeah. No, ask Sam. I'm completely serious all the damn time.
Sure he is, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm a little shy. About the sex on a first date thing, I've never really had an issue with that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But if I'm going to be going out with somebody for a while, it probably won't happen. I won't push it.
Okay.
Or won't even try. And I can't read you women anyway, so it's never been an issue. You know, hold up a card. Chris, I want to go out with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's my blonde jean, so, you know, whatever. But,
Your blonde jean.
But, you know, you're saying if it, you know, if you want it to last, then you're not going to do it. But how do you know you want it to last unless you do it?
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Yeah,
I always pay on the first date, and I'll pay after that. Quite a few of them. That's the way I was brought up. It's just a vibe. If we always go out to dinner, I prefer that because then you get to know you know, little things like how they eat. If they eat with their mouth open, I want nothing to do with them. If they have some manners, like if the waiter or waitress is taking their time and they lose their mind or become impatient, I don't want to see them again. Little things like that. If conversation's really good, then chances are I want to move it along just to see where it's going to go. But again, it just depends. You know, if we're going to drink and we're hanging out or whatever, and I've done that on a first date.
Yeah.
Game on, you know, gloves off in her case. I'm not hitting anybody, obviously, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not the violent Chris Brown. I'm the other one.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm the fluffy one.
Fluffy one.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you are having, you're having a great time and you see potential maybe with that person, but you're just so attracted to them. Like, you just, you know, like, how do you, I mean, obviously you can stop it and...
I can stop it. Yeah. Okay.
How long do you
maybe
wait?
Maybe you can catch him a guy. Okay. I don't know if you knew that. I'm just saying.
I read. But it's like, okay, so how long should we wait? How long would you wait then?
You got to feel it out. Yeah. If it's not the first date, it'll probably be two or three later.
Yeah.
I like heavy petting. I love foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's never been an issue for me. So,
right.
Again, it really depends.
Okay.
You got to feel it out. But, you know, if you two are fooling around and the guy doesn't get it yet that you want him, although I don't see how they wouldn't, but again, you slide your hand down there to his junk, he's going to get the message.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you're dry humping, or you take your shirt off, he's going to get the message. No, it's true.
Yeah, it's not hard to get that kind of message.
I'm a basic guy. So, but, you know, the girl I'm with now for over a year now, the first night, she's 6 foot and I'm 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
I pushed her against the wall. We started making out.
Ooh.
We didn't see each other for another week. We didn't
wow.
have sex until that week. Until
yeah.
she came over, and
yeah.
we've been together ever since. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hot.
And I was attracted to her right away.
That's yeah.
hot. You know,
yeah.
she walked in the room, and everybody knew. I was like, oh, my God, you had the dorky look on your face.
The dorky look.
Go bingo.
You've got the googly eye.
the whole goofy thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking maybe the first time is not ideal, but maybe the second time, you know.
Yeah.
You want to build it up a little bit.
Yeah, first time's not ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to build it up. You want to go home after the first date and go, God, I do her, you know.
Yeah.
I really want to make love to her.
What else is there after that? It's like,
Yeah.
That's true.
What else is there?
Well, then you get crazy with it. Then you're like, okay, now it's the couch. Now it's the table. Now it's the shower. Now it's the car.
Now it's the closet. Now it's the wall. Now it's the jacuzzi.
Exactly.
Now it's my balcony in my apartment.
Ooh.
That's nothing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now it's in the pool. Now it's on the
feet. The places that people have sex.
How about the airplane? Are you guys a member?
Look out below.
Really? Have you done that?
Are you guys a member of the Mile High Club?
Well, we're a mile high up anyway, so it'd be the double.
Yeah,
mile.
He's in Denver.
That's cheating.
And I go into the mountains. We went into the mountains a few months ago. They had a wine fest up there.
That's awesome.
And that's another mile up, so really the double mile high club.
Double mile
high. Sounds good.
Yeah. But as far as the technical term, no, we haven't. We've flown places together, but I've never done the mile high. I'm personally not a huge fan of flying.
Yeah,
I've got
okay.
issues with turbulence.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like.
No, it's okay. I still fly, but, you know.
Yeah.
I like to drive too.
Just so you know, because I fly.
I do.
When you're in the air in the turbulence, just FYI, I was told this once and it kind of just changed everything. You know when you're in a boat and like the waves are hitting you in a boat? It's the same thing.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida,
There you go. It's the waves in the air hitting the plane. That's all it is. It's just waves. Just think of it as like waves. And then you're kind of like, ah.
It does. I fly at night. I like flying at night and looking down on the little people.
I just don't see
the Rockies over here. The turbulence is just nasty.
Yeah,
it's so low to them.
That's true.
It's you can look outside and see everything move, and it really kind of turns you off a bit.
Yeah.
I know that some people like the feeling of they might get caught. I'm not interested in having it.
Actually, I did get caught last week.
Did you?
Oh my God, I didn't tell you this.
Go ahead.
My God. Okay.
She got caught.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got a firecracker.
Oh, my God.
God bless you, Sam. I love your co-hosts. Every one of them.
You need to thank God, man. You know?
I will. I'll go back to church. Go, thank you, Lord.
Oh, I like
I'm living
laugh.
Vicariously through him.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go out with a friend of mine, and long story short, we are just doing it in the car. I mean, we are having a blast. I mean, it's just freaky deaky. It's hot.
So.
It is sweaty. It is whatever. And I look up and there's a security guard staring at me through my car.
I recognize her from some of those commercials.
And I'm like, oh my God, right? Great. I was like, apparently, I guess this guy extends. That's why we're going. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
See, I'll do it international. We have parks up here. I'll do it up there.
See, that's
but I like that because just bend them over a rock and go.
Yep, there you go. You know, I've done that in Miami once. We're at a party. And I was like, ooh, we're at a party. We might get caught. This is kind of hot. Let's go in the bushes. And I went in the bushes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like, shh, quiet. Like,
it was
just,
quiet.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
So
now
if you get caught, would you be embarrassed?
No, I'd be like,
no,
you wish you had that.
Yeah.
you hope they hold up scorecards. 9-9.
Exactly.
And, oh, he took a step on the dismount. We've got to give him a 7.
You said it well.
There you go. That's never happened, by the way, but still.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, people can do things, you know, all kinds of things, man.
You're funny.
Yeah, out in the open's no biggie. I wouldn't mind. You know, I'm due to lose my job here, and I live up on a floor. I would love just to do it on my in my office because I have a wide open. It'd be like,
ooh.
Here you go, motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm leaving. I'm going out with style.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
I know. I did it once in an office where she worked.
Okay.
And it was funny because we sort of like played these roles, you know,
ooh.
Like let me interview you and everything.
Oh, really?
Go under the desk.
Ah,
and meet you out,
that's a whole
other
story.
Yeah.
That's a porn. That's a bad porn.
That's
movie.
A role play. Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun, man.
That is fun.
When I did was a radio jock a few years ago, for a couple of years. I did it in the station. I had one of my gals there that I knew.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Well,
Sam.
You know, you get stalkers when you're on radio. And I had one.
Yeah.
I had one gal that was one of my pseudo girlfriends. If I showed up on site, one of the stalkers were there. She happened to be there. I said, "Oh no, that's my girlfriend. Go talk to her." Thank God. Well, she came to visit me and she said, "How many people listen to you?" "Oh, I got a few million. You know, we're out of Mobile and we had New Orleans to Pensacola or Panama City, so you had that many.
Right.
She said, "Really?" And I started going on the air to do the news stuff in between music, and she went down on me right there.
Ooh.
Wow.
While I was on the freaking air.
Did you keep your composure, or was your voice cracking?
I told my current girlfriend that, she was dying. She goes, "That's something I do." I go, "I know, it was the meanest thing I ever did."
I would totally do that. That would be so funny.
But, you know, it's fun. Luckily, I was overnight still.
Yeah.
I missed that job.
Oh, I bet you do.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I got to go, Sam.
Okay,
I just
Chris.
To call. I hadn't heard from you, or you hadn't heard from me for a while. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm glad you called in, and keep listening, Chris. And we love you.
Nice talking to you.
I love
you're
you guys
fun.
Too.
You're fun.
Again, I'm really shy. Don't, you know, don't take this wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
Right,
not
yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's funny.
So, you and role-playing, is that like, do you like to role-play a lot?
No, not really. You know, we did that, we were high and everything. You know?
And more truth comes out.
Yeah, I know. No, I've become more inhibited in my older age. I don't know why that is. Yeah, I mean, I used to be game for anything, you know, but I'm sure I would now. It's just that, you know,
you gotta
I
find
don't know,
the right,
man.
The right freaky wooky woman. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
All I'm saying is, if you've got someone under the table right now, just don't tell me.
Okay.
I'm just gonna, I mean, I'll when I leave, I'll just be like, I'm not looking. I'm
yeah,
not looking.
Don't look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look under there and there's like a chick in like lingerie chained to the chair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love that.
So I guess like with role playing, it's fun. Like what was like the craziest thing that you, is there anything like weird that you guys were role playing with? It was just like,
no, it was just like, you know, hiring for an interview. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. She was like hiring me I will service you. And I went under the desk.
That's kind of cool.
It was fun. You know, when you do it once in a while, it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about role playing. You know, sometimes it seems silly, but at the same time, you know, if you're in the right mood and everything, you know, when you're like really sexed up, it's like you do crazy shit all the time anyway, you know?
It's true. That's true. If you have a good person you just vibe with, like, you know, whatever happens. Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Yeah.
I know. There's like, yeah, and it's funny because then you get into fantasies and stuff with people. Like once you get further along in a relationship, you're like, okay,
right.
What fantasies do you want? Right. You know, like what do you have? Let's try it out.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But some people can't deal with fantasies. You know, I mean, if you tell them you're thinking of having three guys at the same time or something like that, you know, it's like, or I want to have sex with this movie star or something, you know, I like visualize that and stuff. I think it can make some people jealous, you know?
You
got to be careful when you share things.
I guess so in a way. But you know, it's funny. I used to play that game. I don't know if you ever played this game. It's like you get a pass if you, you know, for example, like I love Angelina Jolie and I loved Johnny Depp and, you know, whatever. And I used to, actually, I love Billy Bob Thornton, which is so
really
weird, but I love him. I know. And we used to, you know, but this is before I lived in L.A.
Right.
And it's like we get a pass. If you ever meet them, and it happens, I allow you, like, that's your pass. Go for it.
Really?
But now we live in L.A., and it's like, I have access to that now, so I can't, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because it's, like, right there, and, like, it's too easy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's too easy for anyone, like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever, like, do that, like, you get a free pass?
No, never got a free pass, no.
For like a celebrity or something?
No. Did you see that movie Hall Pass?
You know, I haven't seen that yet, and I really want to see it.
It's really funny. You should check it out. Yeah.
I really want to see it. You know, they're making a show about it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like a TV show?
A TV show, yeah. Wow. The guy that I used to date is casting that show. So doing a show, around it, which I've heard about it because of the show.
Right.
But, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, you know. But of course, the guys never get lucky or whatever, and then their wives do, and they figure, well, we can do it too, you know.
That's kind of cool.
So so it was funny, but no, never got a pass for anybody.
Never got a pass. You know? Yeah. I wonder if there was any like who. What hot? I mean, I say Angelina's obviously the most, like the pick the most. I'd say maybe Jennifer Aniston would be picked a lot. Like, is there anyone else that?
I like Keira Knightley a lot.
You know, I love her too.
Yeah, yeah, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
You know.
Yeah.
And who else? I like Rebecca Romijn.
Okay. Yeah.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few. There's a few. I just, I never really think who's my favorite. You know, it's just sort of like. Yeah, you like some. I mean, Jennifer Aniston's beautiful too, you know.
Definitely. Most people say her. I like the girl from that 70s show. What's her name? The dark hair girl. She's in so many movies now.
Yeah, I never watched the show, but
she was in that new Justin Timberlake movie. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Just Friends.
I know.
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits. Yeah, just got that on Netflix. Yeah. We're gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so I'll know her name after that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Really? It's so funny. Her and Justin have really crazy chemistry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's hot. Yeah. You can just feel it. You're like, wow, this is just super hot. And it's a really funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like in a way, it's like, I have friends that I've definitely hooked up with. And it's like, but this, the way they do it, they're like, touch me there. No, here, harder. Okay, push there. Do that. Do this. And it's like, because they don't have any, like, they're just friends that are just hooking up. So whatever. You can say more. And so in that way, I find it sexier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, we'll see after I watch it.
Yeah.
We'll see how I feel about it. But I never really had Friends with Benefits before. You know, it's just because... I've been in long relationships, and people didn't used to have that.
Well, Sam, it's about time.
I know. Time to start.
Time to start.
I know. It's never too late, right?
Yeah, I never said. I'm gonna come here one morning. There's gonna be like a girl walking out as a girl's walking in. I'm gonna be like, really?
Yeah. No, I know. They're just friends.
They're just friends. And then I'm gonna be like, is my chair safe to sit on? I'm kidding.
No, I mean, but we used to have, I mean, we actually had some stuff in the studio here because we have a couple of shows on porn and, you know, so you get porn stars in here.
Yeah.
And, in fact, on my show, we've had several porn stars. In fact, next week, I think we're going to have one.
Who are we going to, I'm actually know a lot of.
Really? Her name is Lisa Ann. I think she's like a MILF or something. You know?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'll be coming in. But, but there's been times when chicks would like eat each other out here. You
here?
Know?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's getting Howard Stern-ish. I like it. I mean, I want to watch.
You don't even do that there, you know?
I would definitely watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Those women in porn, man, they're just like, they'll do anything.
Yeah. Know? I mean, if you're going to put on a show, and I'm going to just get me some popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch.
Listen, before we leave, I wanted to play this. Casey Anthony came out with a video diary. And it's circulating on the internet. Now, she looks a little different.
Yeah.
She's got like a bob, sort of like a haircut, blondish.
Mm-hmm.
She's got glasses on. And I think she may have done some surgery or something because her face looks a little different.
It looks better.
You think?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Well, yeah.
So let's just listen a couple minutes to what she has to say. I mean, it's not that important, but I think it's just the fact that she's releasing videos is amazing, you know?
It's crazy, but yeah.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different.
Okay, well, this is boring, but, you know, I just wanted to hear her and see, and this is what she's talking about is a fucking computer, you know?
It's just like...
It's like she's still in denial.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we talked about this a lot because last week I finished reading the book that her prosecutor wrote, and it was just like unbelievable the shit that she put them through and how she lies and, you know, and in denial and everything. But, you know, all, everything pointed to her, but, you know, I guess the trial ended the way it did. And,
right.
You know, but, you know, it's like I can't imagine her having any decent life after that. You know?
I can't either. But then there's those sick people out there that want a little bit of the fame or they're like, ooh, I just want to be with her, do her because she was this. Even though she's sick in the head, there's so many people out there that would.
Yeah, definitely. Especially men who are horny as hell and they'll screw anything.
Like, I fucked Casey Anthony. And I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, it'd be like an accomplishment, I guess.
Yeah.
A sick one, but hey. Maybe someone could dominate her a little bit.
Yeah.
Rough her up.
She is attractive. I mean, you can't argue with that. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, how can you be attracted to a monster like this?
She's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and she's going to probably write a book soon, too. More than
probably.
Likely. I mean, and that's going to be interesting because it's kind of like the O.J. thing. Remember, he's like, if I had done it, I would have done it this way. And it's like, okay, come on. You admitted it flat out right in your book. Like, that's just – and then he gets paid for the book. Like, that just makes me so mad. You got paid – in a way, like, you're getting paid and all this publicity for killing your family. Like,
yeah.
What the, it's so fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked
and
up, but...
She's getting the same thing. It just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up the week. Thank you so much, Brigitta.
Thank you. You're fun.
And for those of you who don't know, Brigitta is staying here for good.
Yay!
We're never going to let her go.
Chaining me to a chair.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.